We say thank you very much for that wonderful reading. And if you're a reader, please keep that passage in front of you. It's printed there on the order of service as we think about these precious words together. Now, whenever I do an all-age talk, I need lots of help. So if you'd like to help me, if you're a young person, however old or young you are, do come to the front. And I've got some things I'm going to ask you to look after during this talk. So let me see what I've got over here. Yes, here we are. Who would like to look after one of my two T-shirts? Yes, would you like to? Can I give you that one? Anyone else would like to? Can I give you that one? They're so big, you can put them on over everything else you're wearing. And please put them on now. We're going to come to those later. Who would like to look after my little person? Elizabeth, there you go. And this is probably the most precious of all. Who would like to look after my cross? Yes, there you go. And I've got a few more things for us to look after. I've got four or five posters. So who would like to look after the blue one? Thank you very much. Bear with us, ladies and gentlemen, while we get this housekeeping out of the way. The red one, thank you. The green one. The other green one. There we go. And the, I think it's purple. Would you like to look after the purple one? Thank you very much. If you're looking after something, hold it still. Oh, dear. And we will come to it when the time comes. Now, to just recap on what Kate was doing with us at the start, quite an easy question to start with. Who can tell me what symbol is that? What is this symbol? It's a poppy. And what does a poppy help us remember? Yes. The soldiers who died in the war. That's exactly right. The poppy reminds us of men and women who fought in wars, some of whom gave their lives so that we can be safe and free. And I know that some of us here will actually know people who fought in wars and maybe gave their lives, and today we remember them. But also today we're remembering somebody else who gave his life so that we can be safe and free. So what symbol is this in the middle of this side here? It's one of our main symbols. What is that symbol? The cross. And what does the cross help us remember? Yeah.
Jesus dying.
It helps us remember Jesus dying. Jesus dying to rescue us. That's right. And so we're also remembering this today, the most wonderful rescue that there has ever been. It's a real life rescue. And it's a rescue which can involve every single one of us. So before we look and see what the Bible says about this rescue, let's pray and ask for God's help. Let's pray. Dear God, as we think about your word, please speak to every one of us. And Lord, we're going to be doing some things with pictures and some things that are a bit fun, but please help each one of us to realize the deep importance of the rescue that Jesus has done for us when he died on the cross. Amen. Amen. So we've got that Bible passage in front of us, and the first thing we learn here is the problem that Jesus died to rescue us from. Now, who has got my blue poster? I think it's you, young man. Thank you. Kate will help you. See if you can put that up right at the top of our felt board there. This is the problem that Jesus died to rescue us from. Once our sin separated us from God. Readers, we can see this in verse 21 in the order of service. At one time, you were separated from God. You were enemies in your minds because of your evil ways. Now, I've made this picture here for us to show it all on as we go through. And now is the time for the person looking after the little person, Elizabeth, that's you, to come. Would you like to come and help me put that onto the board here? Hold it up so the others can see. I know it looks a little bit like an ice cream. But actually, it's a person. So come over here, and we're going to stick the person on this side here. Let me help you do that, because it's quite high. Shall we stick them up there? There we go. Thank you. Now, everyone, this is the situation that we were in before Jesus rescued us, before we put our trust in Jesus. Because God is perfect, our sin, the wrong things we do, the way we ignore and disobey God, separated us from God, which is what that great gap represents. Our sin stopped us being friends with God. It stopped us coming close to God because God is perfectly good. Now, some problems are not very serious. I heard the other day about a man who phoned the police because he had lost his TV remote control. That's not a very serious problem at all. What a waste of police time. But other problems are serious. Not having any food, drifting out to sea if you're swimming at the beach. Well, this is the most serious problem in all the world. Once, before Jesus rescued us, our sin separated us from God. That means, as it says in our readings, we were God's enemies in our minds. When we were there, we didn't want to be friends with God. We wanted to get on with our own evil ways. And it meant as well that we deserved God's fair punishment for the wrong things we do, which is separation from him forever. Now have a look at this picture, boys and girls, and have a look at that huge gap there. Do you think that that person could jump over that huge gap? No. There's nothing that person can do to get themselves across. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we think we can solve this problem ourselves. If only we try to be good enough and make ourselves better people. But actually, the problem of our sin is so serious, it can only be solved by God coming to rescue us. And that's the next thing we learn in our reading, what God has done to rescue us. And someone has got my red poster. Could you put it up, please? Very good. That's nice and high on there, as close as you can underneath it. What has God done to rescue us from this problem? He sent Jesus to die for our sins. Verse 22, but because Christ died, God has brought you back to himself. Now, who is looking after the cross? Would you like to bring it forward? Where do you think it would go on here if it was going to solve the problem of us being separated from God? Can you reach? Stretch up nice and high. Oh, little technical experience. I'm going to post this through here. Brilliant. Thank you very much. There we go. You've put that in just the right place. This shows us, boys and girls, that Jesus dying on the cross takes away our sin and makes a way for us to come back to God. You see, Jesus is the one person who lived who never sinned. He never did anything wrong. He always loved God and loved other people perfectly. Jesus didn't deserve to be separated from God. Jesus had no punishment to pay for his own sins. But Jesus loves us so much, he chose to swap places with us. He chose to take the punishment our sins deserve when he died on the cross, so that we don't have to, so that we can be forgiven. He was separated from God when he died on the cross, so that we don't have to be. It's the most loving rescue ever. Jesus chose to die for our sin, to pay for it himself. Now, I heard a story which I remembered ever since I heard it, and it's a story from about 100 years ago when the British Army was fighting in a war down in South Africa. And part of the army was in a big camp in a hot place. And one day, the store tent where they kept all the food and drink was robbed, and the food and drink was taken. So the army police followed the trail of footprints from the store tent and a few wrappers from the food and drink that had been dropped. And they followed the trail back to the tent of a very tough group of soldiers. And they realised that one of those soldiers, or maybe all of them, had been the ones who had stolen the food and drink from the store tent. So the general said to the soldiers, right, one of you, or perhaps all of you, has stolen the food and drink. If the one who did it owns up, it'll be 10 lashes of the whip. But if none of you own up, it'll be 5 lashes for the whip from all of you. Well, nobody owned up. But then, their little drummer boy who worked with those soldiers stepped forward, and the drummer boy said to the general, sir, give me the lashes from the whip. And the general said to him, no, son, we know it wasn't you who stole the food and drink. Don't be silly. But the drummer boy said to the general, sir, you are a man of your word. You said if someone owned up, the others would go free. Give me the lashes. And so they did. And later that day, when the drummer boy was recovering in hospital, the soldier who had stolen the food and drink went to visit him. And the soldier said to him, "What can I say? How can I thank you?" And that little drummer boy sat up in bed and he looked at the tough soldier in the eye and he said to him, "Listen, I have paid for one of your sins, but Jesus Christ died to pay for all of your sins if you'll put your trust in him." And that day, that tough soldier realized what Jesus had done for him, and his whole life was changed. Now, it's not a perfect example. No example can be. But maybe that story helps us understand what it means that Jesus died for our sins. Now, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you've known for years that Jesus died for you. But let's remember today what it shows us about how much he loves us. The Bible tells us that Jesus is God's Son. All things were made by him and for him. He sustains everything. And even though we turned away from him in rebellion, he loved us so much that he became a human. And he died on the cross to pay the punishment for our sins because he didn't want us to have to face it. That's how much he loves us. Well, boys and girls, let's call out what we've learned so far. The problem that Jesus rescued us from, it's the blue one. Once our sin separated us from God. The way God rescued us, it's the red one. Jesus died for our sin. Let's see now the result, what this can mean for us when we trust in Jesus. And it's the next poster, which is the first half of the green one, which you've got. Could you please pop that up as close under the red one as you can? The result is that we can be friends with God. We can be God's friends. And we see this in the first half of verse 22 once again on the sheets. But because Christ died, God has brought you back to himself. Now, who would like to help me with our picture to move that person across? Would someone like to come and give me a hand? Would you like to? Let's see if between us we can move this person across. Because Jesus died, we can be God's friends. Can you reach up and grab him or her? I'll help you. There we go. And we're going to carry them all the way across. Can you reach up there? I'll help you. And we're going to stick them here as close to God as we can on this side. Thank you very much. Please sit down once again. If we're trusting in Jesus, that is what God has done for us without the difficulty of stretching up to reach. He has brought us back to himself. It means we're no longer separated from him. We're God's friends. And to be God's friends is the best thing ever. It means that God is with us. He's on our side. He's working for our good in all things. It means we can pray and speak to God at any time. It means we hear his voice in the Bible. And it means that God comes to be in us by his Holy Spirit to change us from the inside out. It is amazing that we can be God's friends, but there is more. The other half of the green poster, which I think you must have. Would you put it up sort of next to or just below that? We can be God's friends and perfect in his sight. This is the amazing truth of the second half of verse 22, if you're a reader. Christ's death has made you holy in God's sight, so now you don't have any flaw. You are free from blame. And this is where my two helpers with the T-shirts, this is where you come into your own. So please stand up. We're going to give a demonstration to the ladies and gentlemen. Would you stand on the stage? Would you be happy to do that so they can see you as clearly as possible? Now, I'm a messy eater myself. But even I didn't have a T-shirt that was quite as messy as this one that you're wearing. So I had to borrow this from Kate, who has lots of T-shirts like this. My helper here stands for all of us. And the stains on this T-shirt stand for our sinful record, the things that we do wrong, the ways we ignore and disobey God. Whereas my helper here, if you step forward, you stand for Jesus. And your perfectly white T-shirt stands for Jesus' perfect record, all of the perfect and good things he did. And I checked this T-shirt earlier. There's not one grubby mark on it. It's completely white. Now, when we put our trust in Jesus, a wonderful swap takes place. So help us. I'd like you to swap T-shirts if you can. You can take off that filthy T-shirt. It's not going to be easy to take it off. And I want you to give that to Jesus. Zachary, and you can put on his t-shirt. You don't have to put it on, you can just hold it for now. See if you can put that on there. When we put our trust in Jesus, a swap takes place. Jesus takes our sinful record, and he paid for it when he died on the cross. So would you take that over and throw it down underneath the cross over there? And Jesus makes us into a nun, as you can see. Let me help you with that. He doesn't make us into a nun at all, necessarily. But what he does is he gives us his perfect record. Can you see you're wearing the wonderfully white t-shirt now, which stands for Jesus' perfect record? It means if we're trusting in Jesus, we are perfect in God's sight. When God looks at us, he doesn't see our sin and feel angry. He sees Jesus' perfect record and he feels delighted. Please take your seats again. That's it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that sometimes as we go through life, even with our trust in Jesus, we can feel very distant from God, and we can feel very guilty for our sins. That's when we need to remember that if we're trusting in Jesus, we are perfect in God's sight, and we are God's friends. Remember those words from the verse? You don't have any flaw. You are free from blame. For the person trusting in Jesus, that's just as true on our worst day as on our best day. And remembering that, it gives us assurance. It gives us thankfulness. It gives us peace and joy. So we've seen the problem we once had. Our sin separated us from God. God's wonderful solution, Jesus died for our sins. It means we can be friends with God and perfect in God's sight. Well, what do we need to do? That's the final thing we learn, and it's on my purple poster. There's only one thing that we need to do, and please pop it up there. We need to keep trusting in Jesus. It's verse 23 if you're a reader. But you must keep your faith steady and firm. You must not move away from the hope the good news holds out to us. Jesus rescues us when we put our trust in him. When we say, Lord, I trust that you died for my sin. Please take over the running of my life. And now, all we need to do is keep trusting in Jesus. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the danger is that we drift from trusting in Jesus. Maybe we start to trust in things that we do to make ourselves good enough for God. We start to trust in our own efforts and our own goodness, not in Jesus who died for our sin. Well, no, keep trusting in Jesus. Or maybe we start to trust in things that we have to bring us happiness in life. So we start to trust in computers or cars or houses or jobs to bring us fulfillment, not in Jesus who makes us friends with God. Well, no, keep trusting in Jesus. That's why it's so important that we remember the cross. Today, we remember this. Every day, we should remember the cross. That's what helps us keep our faith steady and firm. So let's call out what we've learned one more time. We need to remember what Jesus has rescued us from. That's the blue thing. Once our sin separated us from God. As we remember that, it helps us see how much we need Jesus. And then we need to remember what Jesus has done for us. That's the red thing. Jesus died for our sins. As we remember that, we realize how much the Lord Jesus loves us, and we love him in return. And then we need to remember what it means for us as we're trusting in Jesus. That's the whole green thing. We can be friends with God and perfect in his sight. And as we remember that, it brings us joy in our hearts. So today, we remember those who gave their lives in wars so that we can be safe and so that we can be free. And also we remember Jesus Christ, who gave his life when he died on the cross. And we remember him so that we can keep trusting in him. Thank you all very much. Thank you.